Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, we only drank a GTV when we were stomach, you get what I'm saying?
So much word on me,
what? Jacquees time show. How many chains on me? Dollar sign.
I know you want to ride, it's just you and me. So when I want to dive, like I'm in the sea. We living comfortable. She get it to the palm trees. I'ma keep it honest. Pull up in the horn to beat. She can sting like a bumblebee. But she'd rather be under me. We go to Barbados, we make a tornado. She fucking up all the sheets. I asked her she smoking, she told me no. I'm smoking up all the weed. The first day I hit it, she tell all her friends. And now they on to me.
Say what it is, what you wanna know. These girls falling out like dominoes. I got diamonds in my piece. Yeah, I got diamonds in my piece. Couple bands from another show. Do it on her, now she wants some more. They still be looking out for queens. They still be looking out for queens. Broke niggas miss the homie. Yeah, they shot it, couldn't hold me. I been fucked on a homie. Think it might be the rollie.
Remix on a bitch. Quavo sang it to the bitch. Dollar sang it to the bitch. I'm Jacquees, I'm tryna
hit.
Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetics. What it to you?
What it do, baby, baby?
Take your socks off. What's up, my brethren?
Oh, man, doing phenomenal, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm chilling. Hot, bro.
Yeah, man.
Over here.
It's no better down here, bro. It's no better down here.
Yo, man, almost 100 degrees, a few decimals off of 100.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? I tried walking around, you know, kind of bare under my clothes, right? But that didn't work because it was like baloney up in here jumping off, right? So I said, damn, I have to put some underwear back on, right?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? I thought it would keep me cool, you know what I'm saying? But that wasn't cool, you know what I'm saying? I think let's bring somebody in here that would understand having no underwear on under their clothes. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Pearly. La negra. What it do, Miss Pearly?
What it do? Hey,
hey girl. I'm trying to tell you, it's so hot.
I'm trying to think.
It's hot, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's sticky as hell. It's horrible. It is horrible. I'm trying to tell you, this fight. This is about, oh, God. It's horrible. Sitting outside ain't doing nothing but blowing warm air.
I'm trying to tell you. Well, it's good to hear your voices. It's a
good
what?
To hear yours, brother.
Yeah, what is he going through? Oh, yeah, bologna, yeah, you know, raw meat. Yeah, you got to put that.
Mr.
Manafuri was
meat to meat.
Meat to meat, yeah.
Meat to
you
meat.
You know, so, yeah, you got to have some undies on, you know. It ain't that kind of party, you know what I'm saying? I tried, you know. But, like I said, once again, it's great to hear your voices, you know.
Yes.
We're here tonight. We're going to celebrate the writing and the artistry of one John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son, on this night, y'all. I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of nervous. I'm going to have to get with John after the program. There's some things I had discovered. I don't want to deduct no points from him, but I'm going to talk to him later. But,
I just want to deduct points from the guest of honor. You can't do that.
Right,
well, you
right.
know, because that's the kind of dude I am. You know, I'm straight-laced. I keep it real. You know, John would understand. He's going to understand once I tell him what's going on. But it's a good thing, y'all. Don't pay me no mind. You know, I got to get somebody and take some points from somebody up in here. Last week, we had the honor of saluting our brother Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What a great program that was. What a great honor it was reading his writings and discussing it. And it was beautiful, man. Some people came in here, they called in and surprised us with their readings of his work. It was just caught me off guard. Some of them that came in here, you know, Gina Storm, Jess J, and a few others mm-hmm. who surprised us with the reading of his work. I wasn't ready, and it was a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. And before Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, we had Jess J in here who started the whole party off. Mm-hmm. And his work, I love reading his work. His work is fantastic as well, you know. So I just love what we're doing up in here. I love that. You know what, y'all? I had some nervous energy reading both of their works. You know, it's kind of, you don't want to mess nobody's stuff up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had some nervous
yeah.
energy. I got some nervous
yeah.
energy.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
I got some nervous energy in here tonight, to be honest with
oh,
you.
Man.
That's why I just thought, you know, I'm going to say it's J-Rob's fault. It's J-Rob's fault, writing the way he writes. You know what I'm saying? So, we're about to get underway with this. Yeah, I can't wait to see which pieces y'all got by him as well. So let's hear from the one and only J-Rob the Wise Son himself. J-Rob the Wise Son.
J-Rob.
What's good? What's happening, family?
What's
How y'all
up?
Making out?
Hey.
What's going on, my brother?
I'm just passing Philadelphia. In my way back to New York, I just was in Virginia. Put some flowers on my father's grave. Wanted to visit my family that came through. And just had to clear my head for a little bit. Now I'm on the road and headed back to the city. for some good old-fashioned American street violence. How y'all doing?
What kind of stuff is that? Hey, man. Hey, look, I don't know if we're doing better than you or worse, bro. But,
hey, man,
you know,
I'm 5 hours in on this drive, bro. I'm 5 hours
five
in.
Hours
I got
in?
Two and a half. Yeah, I got 2.5 more to go.
Wow.
I'm back in the boogie down Bronx.
You make a good
man,
time.
Man, let me
you
tell you something.
Time.
You must be driving like Pastor Paul.
Doing about 75.
Yeah, you driving like Pastor Paul, brother.
Just
hey.
Keep your hands on the wheel. Lord, have mercy.
I'm alone in the car.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
no choice.
All right, then. So, bro, how do you feel about having your work honored during the night, man?
Kind of nervous, but kind of excited because it's pretty humbling for somebody to ask you for one of your pieces and for something that you created to come out of somebody else's vocals with a different cadence. And for them to honor you in whatever way, for people to ask is an honor within itself, but to just hear somebody do your material, it's incredible, man. So thank you for this.
Hey, man, no problem, man. Hey, listen, man, with me, man, let me tell you something, bro. I wish I would have picked one with less big of a word up in that joint, bro. It's one word that might cause me to have an epileptic seizure.
Oh, my.
In there. And I keep going over it in my head, and it's hitting me like, you know, I gotta overcome this. It's just, you got this word in there, bro. It's going to hurt me to say it. I give it to y'all after.
I hope it's not colloquialisms.
No, it's not that one. And I forgot about that one. Why you had to bring it up? So, well, anyway, we're going to see how I get past it myself. It's a challenge to me, bro. Look, I'm going to leave it up to my brother and my sister to go before me. Hopefully one of them are messed up and I won't feel so bad.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Why would you do that when I encourage you? Don't say
that. I mean, I encourage you to love. That's, I say that out of love.
That's discouraging.
See this, Jay? You see what we got to endure here, man? You see this?
I know. I just said calmly. I said, you can do it. You got it. And you gonna
I didn't
say,
hear
you
when you said it.
Up.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say I hope you mess up. I said hopefully.
What's the difference?
There is a difference. Don't make me bring Joe the Verbal Mind Dance in here to explain my difference.
Don't play on words with me. Do not play on words with me. Don't do it.
It'll take a half an hour. Ben, why do we always go through this with Miss Curley? Hey, so listen, y'all. We're about to go in. Y'all ready to do so?
I'm ready. Now you got me nervous. Now I am nervous.
Don't be nervous. You can do it. You can do it. It's going to be all right. Okay. So here we are. Once again, to honor our bro, J-Rob the Wise Son. And it's about to go down. You guys want to flip a coin to which one of you want to go first?
No, man, you go.
Oh wow, I could go first. It's fine.
Yeah, we usually make Miss Pearly go out there first. You know what I'm saying? But
right. Right.
Van showed off last week, so meeting Joe's work. So we're gonna let Poetic go first. Everyone else that isn't speaking, let's mute ourselves. All right. On our end. All righty then. Poetic, the mic is yours.
Thank you, good brother. Prayer for Thought, written by J. Rob, the Wise Son. Think about what someone really thinks of you. Some will say some shit to someone else and never in front of you. Does that make them your friend or does that make you a fool? It's hard to fathom how someone you put effort so much into trying to destroy you on the low yet don't give a damn about you. Be around because you really indispensable. Hard to understand how you can say to another man, that's my brother, man, only to find out that knife never left your back because it stopped hurting as much as the day your so-called man hugs you and stabbed you with it at the same time. What's even more messed up is how comfortable they felt doing it in the first place, all while smiling and joking in your face. See, I grew up on these streets, and the code says, if I ride with you, I ride for you. If I fucks with you, I won't fuck you over. Really, love and loyalty trumps false friends and verbal bullshit any day. Show me different, and that's a burnt bridge for as long as I live. I don't know about you, but I'm cut and dry kind of guy until the day I die. There's no gray areas when it comes to my loyalty. I don't do backwards, backdoor handshakes and mental gymnastics. Your tactics just told me you really ain't about shit. So what should I do? Should I stop being humble and non-confrontational, or should I join the fray and show them that other side they are just dying to meet? Just to prove that I can go there, and you best beware, because once I'm there, ain't no stopping me. After all, it's what you asked for the day you put that knife in my back. So now I deal with you the way you deal with me. And I won't say fuck you because some cats that just shook your hand are in on that bullshit too. All I'm saying is look around you. Who's really there for you? And who is pushing you to new heights or pulling you back in the burrow with the other crabs? Because they need company in their misery. As for me, I choose wings. Because I'd rather soar with the eagles for a smidgen than eat shit off the concrete and fly with the pigeons. Think about it. I did. J-Rob the Wise Son. In peace.
Joe, that was hot. I'm sorry. Go ahead for us. For real, unmute yourself.
Are you muted?
No, he is.
Yeah, I sure was. Miss Pearly, what you thought about that reading?
Oh my God, you know what, you did that, man, and that piece. That was hot. That was real hot. He said backwards, backdoor handshake, and what else? Mental what? What was it?
Hold on, let me go back.
Mental gymnastics.
I feel you on that one. Right there. Man.
I figure instead of saying mind games, you say mental gymnastics.
Yeah, don't come at me sideways. That piece was hot. Damn, you did that. That's what's up. Yeah. For real?
Yo. I lost my notes. What y'all make me do? Let me see where I can find my notes. I'm not having a good time right now. All right, yeah. I thought Bandit. What'd you say, girl?
I said that comes from deducting points from the guest of honor.
Yeah, I apologize. Listen, though, I thought Van did a great reading of that, the pace that he took in which he took it, because J-Rob himself has this fast pace almost, you know, I don't even know what to say about his cadence and the pace that J-Rock could be like a speed reader in his stuff, you know, and he puts some pauses in, he breaks it down, then he speeds it up, he slows it back down and stuff like that. But Van made it his own, and he took his time with it, and it was felt, you know what I'm saying? I love the piece itself, bird with bullshit, cut and dry I am, you know, till the day I die. Stop being humble. He asked the question, should I stop being humble or confrontational? That's a dope-ass piece, man. I like his writing. Yeah. I love what that is.
Absolutely, Jay. Now, absolutely.
Now, J-Rob the Wise Son, what did you think of that?
It's still weird hearing someone else do your piece, because I know it. And I remember the kind of space I was in when I wrote it. And it's just weird hearing somebody say exactly what I was feeling, especially when it's like, should I stay humble and let it slide, or should I just introduce you to the person you truly want to meet? And I was just in a different headspace when I wrote that. And that's just dope listening to Van do it.
Right, because, you know, Van has this calmness in his cadence. He has his calmness in his regular speaking voice. So I'm just thinking, you might have been in an angry place when you wrote that, but yet still hearing someone else do it in their own manner, got to be awesome to the author. You know what I'm saying?
Very much so.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As an example, before we move on to Miss Pearly, I had someone read No More Rope with the most beautiful cadence and the softest voice, and it was a trip to me, because as you know, No More Rope is a very angry piece. And they read it so smoothly and softly and beautiful. It was way different for me, but still, it was just great hearing it done. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna move to Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly, are you ready to do your thing?
Oh Lord, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try.
You're gonna do it. Just take your time. You can do it. You can do it. Okay, everyone, mute themselves. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Love Letter to Her. Good evening, dear. I hope that when this finds you, you take time to read every word line by line. It's because of you that my heart still skips a beat, and every time I hold you, it's like I've just made it in the nick of time into your loving arms. You see, there are days when I'm dreaming about you that not even beautiful sunsets measure up to you in the physical. And it's because of you that I'm into the groove in you, and I can't wait to have exclusive rights to your pheromones. As microscopic pieces of you passes through my nasal cavity, smitten by the thought of your touch and silly conversations about nothing that will make my day brighter than your silly smirk that lasts a while, or a laugh that sounds sexy as a jazz tune like Mo Better Blues. Yet it's here that you choose to breathe life into my dying day. Who would have known how far a heartbeat goes just by hearing the words, hello? Yet here I am, just me and my pen, scribbling random thoughts about the hurricane force that is you. Because for some reason, I feel that I'm forever doomed to ache and long for this woman who has captured my imagination and taken up space as the center of my attention in my frontal lobes. Since my cravings and I can't control my longing to kiss, breathe, and taste the dizzying scent of your skin again, which is something that will soon fade. Even when I'm staring at the oxidation of my water over dinner, my pulse quickens, thinking about you. Can't wait to see you again. I mean, what can I say? You really have me smitten. And with that, I can honestly say, I love me from you. Yay. Okay, Rob, why, son? That piece.
Lord. Yo, ha, ha, ha. You did great. You did great. You got through it, darling. You got through it. For what it?
Oh, I tried.
Man, listen. You could tell the nervous angst in her voice as she was reciting, but once she settled down into it, it started to feel like Danielle. It started to feel like, yeah, I got this. This is my piece. I'm gonna own this. And you did that. You really did that. J. Rob, another dope Rob, but you definitely held it and you held it as your own. So dope. For real.
Thank you.
Yo, I love when when that piece says the little bit about being into the groove of you, you know, mm-hmm. that silly smirk, breathing life into a dying day. He was real sappy when he wrote that.
Yeah.
That hurricane force that is you. Oh, that hurricane force that is you. Controlling my longing. Then he said the oxidation of what? What the hell?
His water.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Only J-Rob.
Don't forget he can't wait to make those pheromones his. Don't forget that part.
Right?
Yeah.
Who says that? I mean, who said it?
J-Rob, what did you think of that song?
That's really cool. If she would have reversed it and not said it word for word from a guy to a woman, but from a woman to a man, that would have just took it over the top for me. But again, the man says, you know, the part where I can't wait to take ownership of your pheromones into my nostrils.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, that's. I think I wrote that after watching that movie, Half Plenty.
Oh yeah.
And the dude was trying to tell the girl. Her name was Haviland, and he's saying all these beautiful things about it. He's like, what can I say? I love you. And she's those gale force winds that'll just sweep him up off his feet once again. But the one thing that he'll never forget is how she smelled the first time he hugged her. And he just sees, it's just like everything just seems to calm down. Your pulse stops racing. Everything seems to slow down to a pitch that's uncontrollable to you because you're home in that person's arms.
Oh,
and that,
yeah.
that's just a really cool
man.
Shit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's
that was dope. I love what you did.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you know what's weird? Like I don't do symmetrical poetry. So, like Van will tell people, the stuff doesn't always rhyme, but you get where I'm going with the message.
Yeah.
And to hear somebody do that, I was like, damn, he really got it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's
yeah.
That's just really dope to me.
Oh,
so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a beautiful piece, though.
Yeah, you did it beautifully as well, Miss Pearly. You did it
thank
beautiful.
You.
I have to tell you, I'm going to have to give you 2 free points tonight. You know what I'm saying? Write it down. Write it down.
I'm
like,
writing this down right now.
2 points for you. I ain't gonna leave Van out. 2 points for you. 2 points for Van. I'm gonna give it to you.
Thank you, man. Oh man, thank you.
I wish y'all keep on talking a little longer so that we can prolong what I got to do.
Nah, bro, you up, man. You up. Mike is yours. You up. You up.
I'm going to have a drink first. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. No more poetry. I have lost thoughts, you see. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about, what be remembered, what be thought of past today, in other words, these words just don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving, being mediocre, castrating our great sin, false bravado disguise to look like a shiny new promises. Yet we sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the melted mental chains that are still trapped on the bottom of holes on sunken ships wrapped around the souls of our fathers that yearn to be free, the souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do. As when we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynist verse, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date men again, black men again. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentience we know we are. We go back to showing some love and respect to one another, and not just for a few minutes because you just heard this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife, because it shouldn't take death for you to appreciate life. When we just get out of our own damn way, then there can be poetry. At least I hope so. J. Rob, the Wise Son.
Yo, yo, let me first say, Pharrell the Poet, good job on that word, because I know exactly which word it
okay.
was.
Okay, we know the word, right?
We know the word, bro, yeah. The word.
Mm-hmm.
And you did a wonderful job, you did a wonderful job, let me just say.
That word set me up for the rest of the poem, I'm trying to tell you. My neck is hurting. My neck is hurting.
Yeah, man, that right there was that was dope, bro. That was dope, man. Good job on that, bro.
Yo, man, damn, bro. Thank you, bro. I'm good. Yo.
Yeah, you did that. You did it. You did.
It ain't funny, John. That's not funny.
I said, hey. There go the word. He did it.
He did it. I was like, I said it too. I was like, he did it.
Jesus Christ.
That piece was awesome, man. It was real dope. That was perfect for you too.
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
Oh yeah.
Right up
you,
your alley.
I don't know, but you know what? I really was nervous doing that piece because I love this piece. The thing is, see, I helped John on the track. This is where I helped John on the track. Okay, so I'm feeling the rhythm of the track and reading it, and I'm trying not to use his cadence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And but the words that I'm reading, it gets me hype, almost like one of my pieces.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because he writes differently. His cues are in different places than I would normally put them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody spoke on that. I think John himself said it, where there's not a rhyme and it just keeps going, but it still
right.
makes sense.
Right. It still makes sense.
That's
yep.
where I was at. See, I have certain things placed in my writings to stop me from running on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to be mindful of that. And the thing is, though, I let that one word mess with me. Being,
but it
you
didn't.
Know, the fear of, the
really
fear of getting
man.
To that point. Yeah, but you know what? I was concentrating on that word so much that the little words I started, I was like, ooh.
You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something else too. Would you try not to sound in his cadence? A little bit of your No More Rope cadence came through.
Yep.
I don't know
yeah.
if anybody
yep.
else picked that up.
But yeah,
yep,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
That came
yep,
through.
You heard
and when,
it.
I,
yep.
when I heard it, I was like, oh, my God.
mm-hmm. Yeah, you own
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, y'all. Y'all don't know that was a challenge for me, and that was a challenge piece. And that's one of my pieces that I love from him. And he got some other ones that's as well that I love, some of his romantic ones.
Mm-hmm.
And but this one right here, I did pick it because it reminded me of a No More Rope piece. And he,
yeah.
if you guys remember, and I think I'll play that track if I can find it, and share that with you guys. So you can know what I'm talking about. And he goes off in this piece. He goes off in this piece. And I was trying not to go off because it would take me someplace while I'm reading his work. And I was scared that I would lose track of myself. But he goes off in this piece, and that's why I chose to do this one. So, hey, thank you guys for your input. Where John at?
I'm right here.
Man, you causing trouble up in here tonight, bro.
I think the words that there's a couple of good words in there, but I think one of the words might have been recapitulating.
That's the word.
That was the, yep. that was the word.
There
so.
It is.
That's the word.
Yeah, that was the word right there. Recapitulating. Recapitulating. That's a six-syllable word, bro.
He just counted the
syllables. Oh, and after I read that word, I started putting extra syllables in the other words that didn't have six syllables in them in my mind. So I had to try to slow. I couldn't put my brakes down because your work, you got to keep on reading it. So I'm just honored to do that piece, man. I love that piece. And I'm going to do it again at some point where I can just flow straight through that thing. And that word won't mean a nothing to me. So,
just
yo.
I look forward to that, bro. It's funny. I did that piece before recording it. I did it for a couple of people at some events. And people would come to me and they're like, what the fuck is half of these words you talking about? What are you
Oh man!
That's how you had David Mott the other day. He was like, "What the hell did he just say?"
Yeah. All right.
I was just like. I'm like, listen, I'm sorry, I read a couple of books, and sometimes the words are just natural. But,
we get it. We get them.
Hold on, man. Something that I said in here that threw, I used misogynistic, not that great a word, but still, the imagery of just some of this stuff, but the recapitulating threw a lot of people off. And
I don't even remember saying misogynistic. Did I say that word? Or did
yes,
I skip
did.
Over it?
Yeah, you did.
Jesus Christ. I'm glad I didn't notice that word in there. You're coming out tonight with women with misogynistic
oh
verse. now that I see it.
what you did when you said, because these words don't mean shit, they're pretty hollow, because we become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flipped chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. That's a really dope line for me, and you got that with no problem.
Right.
Again, you know, it doesn't always rhyme, but when I put the wordplay together like that, I like that, and you took that with you know, like a champ, and you really did that justice. I was like, wow, that's
yeah, I like that part. I like that part. That part put me right back in rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I liked that part right there. I couldn't wait to get to that part, man.
Man.
Yeah. So hey, look, thanks for the honor of allowing me to do that piece, bro. For real, for real. So
I appreciate you.
And Jay, hey, listen. And when you're in a spot where you can spit, you're still driving?
Yeah, I just pulled over.
Okay. Hey, well, since we have you here, while we have you at a standstill, the mic is yours, my brother.
I'm trying to. You know, I knew you was going to do that to me, man. I knew you was going to do that to me. Matter of fact, I have something for you, but it's kind of short. It's called Dear Harlem. It says, Dear Harlem, oh, what have we done to you? It's a mystery to me why they want to change your identity and wipe away your history. My dear Harlem, oh, what have we done to lose you? I remember how we loved you and never wanted to leave you, and because of pale-faced predators, they want to American Indian you from us. But was it so wrong that we sold you for a song like slaves in iron collars after being bitten by police German shepherds and hungry wallers? Oh, dear Harlem, oh, what have we done? What have we really done? It feels like we turned our backs to our beautiful daughter and sold out our only son. And now I just sit by, look around as if the scope. But I'm scared that things may not change, so I rub the tree of hope like Catholics that pray to idolize clay figures. This gentrified feeling feels like they removed it like greedy gold dog diggers. My dear beloved Harlem, please hear me. As I say to thee, help me, my dearest sweet Harlem. I'm so sorry. I want you back. I want you black. I want you all to myself. Dear beloved Harlem, trust me when I tell you that I will love you like no one else, and I've always loved you. Signed sincerely and tearfully from your prodigal son, J. Rob.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo, that's beautiful. That was beautiful. La Perla Negra.
Yeah. I remember hearing that the first time I heard it, and to hear it again, it just gets even better. It's so heartfelt. There's so much truth in there. Oh, man, it's a beautiful piece. Beautiful, beautiful piece. Yeah. Poetic.
Man, J-Rob, you know, your pen is unmatched, bro. Some of us can aspire to be as great as you are when it comes to inking, bro. And this piece demonstrates that, man. I'm glad you pulled over so that we can hear the full blunt of it, because, you know, I know you like the freestyle off the dome too, man, but it's nothing like hearing the masterpiece that you've taken time to just put together. And it was a little short. I gotta admit, I wanted a little bit more, but it was definitely a good piece. So good work, my brother.
Thank you all. This is something that we're trying to put together during Black History Month, so I gotta study it, so when we videotape it, you're gonna see what Harlem looks like right now and pictures of old Harlem, and it'll just keep going back and forth. And me in between that saying, you know, oh, dear Harlem. So I wanted to write it like a guy who misses a woman that has walked out of his life. So, hence,
been there,
dear Harlem.
Been there. Been there.
No.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, this is going to be something special. So hopefully, I wrote it basically for the Harlem Writers Guild, but I wrote it for my mom because my mom grew up in Harlem, and she remembers Harlem being Harlem, and you know, when Langston Hughes was alive, and when Miss Thurston was alive, and all these folks made Harlem, you know, and James Baldwin talked about Harlem and leaving, and she, you know, she was there for all this. So this is, you know, and there'll be like one or two clips of my mom's in it. And my aunts and uncles from when they used to do their thing in Harlem. and stuff like that. So it'll be something to watch, I hope.
All right. Well, you keep us posted to when that all goes down, bro.
Indeed. Indeed.
You make sure you keep us posted, man. Well, look, man, the party is not over, man. We got a couple of people on the line that are dying to do their thing in honor of you. And I can't wait to hear them, bro. How about you?
I'm up and ready. Let's get it.
All righty then. And before we bring in that next poet extraordinaire, want to shout out to our event page hosters, essentially John Neese, baby. Take your socks off, girl. I see that she done made her way up into the online chat room. I see you, baby. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, feel free to leave your comments, your poetry, your goings on in the event page on Facebook. Essentially, Shanice will meet you there and greet you there. You know what I'm saying? So show us some love, y'all. Leave your inquirements and anything that you have on your shoulders up in that event page. The Soul Cafe, Let's Chill event page. Bam, bam, bam. Alrighty now. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only, our brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What it do, Joe?
Hey, what's good, family?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, now, what's up, Curly Negra? Hey, Rob, my brother, man. Oh, my God, man. I am loving hearing your poetry, loving hearing it, man.
This is something special, bro. Thank you.
I know the feeling, man. Hey, man, you know, it's hard to describe until you get in that hot seat. It's hard to describe.
Right on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, Joe did his thing last week, man. We busted up with his artistry and his works, man, and it was a pleasure having your work on display too, bro.
Indeed.
Yeah, definitely want to give a special shout-out to Van. You know, we did a little something earlier today, but appreciate you, brother. Y'all came through, man. That was dope.
Man, I appreciate you, brother. That was a historical moment, you know.
Yeah, we definitely, for real, man. But, you know, I know they got some calls, you know, so let's get into the meat of this thing right here.
All righty, then. What you got for us, my brother?
Yeah, I got a piece called Wild Poetry, written by the J. Rock, the Wild Son.
The mic is yours.
Wild Poetry. I write poetry in order to give your imagination vivid pictures to skim over. Collaborative format so each word sticks to the rhythm. So that when you close your eyes, every metaphor will seem like they have cameras attached to them. So your brain gets the picture. To prove words have power, to show you how savage the word fuck you sounds. It makes you explode in violence over silence. When one might die because of the highs in their eyes, just as much when the word I love you gives you goosebumps and butterflies. Words that give feelings to something inside of you that will make you react and pitch pauses that purely provide penance to people who want to hear what's next. Put poetry next to your favorite slow dance and it becomes a melody you'll never forget. That you claim as your own as you dance in ballerina circles with the one you love. Remembering somber moments of short-lived forever. Which is why Prince wanted to know what did it. Sounds like when doves cried. Putting pen to paper, manifesting colloquialisms and verbals that make words sing and give angels wings and give harps drums. Musical notes, something to borrow from. I mean, at the end of the day, it's poetry, right? I mean, it can have a punchline or a direct bind to the line as long as the delivery is received and reaches its target with perfect pitch sense. That's the spit. That makes the audience say, oh, shit. At the end of it all, poetry is the word's verbal extension to reach the masses through real connections, one word at a time. And that's by J. Rob the Wise on the Deep Shade of Soul Enterprise. Peace.
Nice. Really nice.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa. That piece don't even belong to me no more. That is hot.
Yo, yo, yo. I don't know why y'all keep muting my mic like that. La Pretty Negra, what did you think of that?
Man, that Joe owned it. He made it his own. Yes, he did. That piece was very, wow. It's leaving me speechless, honestly. Joe, you just have a special way of reciting the pieces. And that piece was awesome. It was awesome. Man. Poetic.
Yo, first of all, let me give a standing ovation to the writer, J. Rob the Wise Son, and another standing ovation to the reciter, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, because, bro, for a minute I forgot you was reading J. Rob's work.
That's a whole idea, brother.
Man, that's how good you made it sound, how good you made it feel, how, and you really got in tune with the piece. In order for it to sound like that, you really got in tune with it, bro. And that's just phenomenal, man. Hey, man, standing ovation to the both of you, man. For real, the poet.
Yo, I appreciate it.
Yo, yeah, I would have to agree, you know, salute to the writer. And big up and congratulations to the reciter. Joe read that piece like, you know, he was just very calm about it, like right. If he wrote it himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the punctuations in there, the emphasis where they should be been placed, he placed them there like if it was his own, like he just knew that piece like that. We have to deduct 2 points from Joe from showing off, okay? And another 2 points from Van for saluting the writer and the reciter.
What?
Okay. Seriously, y'all showing off.
Yo,
over here.
I call him forthwith. I call him forthwith.
My man hit. Did y'all pay attention to how Joe hit y'all with the, I was going to say recapitulating again, but that's not colloquialism.
I wanted to talk about that word when I heard it. I said, well, damn. Yeah, Joe, you showed off right there. That's another point and a half. Thank you for pointing that out, John. You know what I'm saying? Joe's another book reader, so, you know, that's cheating in a sense. But seriously, on some serious stuff right there, you did an awesome job of reading this man's work, man, as if it was your own, and you put your own spin on it, and it sounded like a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer piece. Seriously, and you was very confident in your reading of it, you know, and you performed it. You just didn't read it. You performed it, you know.
Yeah.
So big up, man. You performed it.
Yo, y'all give me goosebumps. Y'all are really giving me goosebumps. I didn't know what to expect. Y'all are really giving me goosebumps. Wow.
That's like, you know, when you hear the remixes on the radio, man, somebody gets it right, somebody don't sometimes. But man, it's the words. It's the words, brother. Man.
Yeah, well,
thank
you brought
you,
those words to life,
man. Yeah, man. You know, and I thank you, man, because, you sent this joint to me, man, and you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing, brother, and I appreciate that, man. You definitely gave me something that I could flow with, man, for sure. I appreciate that, man.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Damn. That's...
Yeah.
Y'all got me, man. Yo, come on, man. I got to drive this car. Yo, cannot have me in jeans. Yo, be like, yo, have me in a fucking car accident on the damn turnpike. I got to get home.
Bring it on home to Harlem, brother. Bring it on home to Harlem, man.
Well, we got more for you. We got more in store for you, my brother. I want to thank you, Joe, for bringing that artistry, man. I want you to, you know what I mean, big ups on the performance, bro, on the behalf of this man's, you know, this man's thing that he do with his pen.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Much respect, J-Rob.
Hey, look, man, we're going to put you back there on the chair of Miss Con. What is the thing? What is the hell? The chair, y'all? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Joe. He always gets on the chair of Misconception or whatever, Miss something. I'm sorry, Joe. I keep putting on the chair. I only said that because I was a little jealous. I was just a little jealous.
Peace,
somebody else name the chair. I can't name the chair for at least another month.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious.
J-Rob,
name the chair. You name it. Yeah.
Yep, name the chair, Jay.
It's still the hot seat.
No, man.
Yeah,
you gotta give it a name.
You sitting in the chair, deep
the chair. Let's call it the Mobius chair.
The Mobius
chair.
All right. Well,
the Mobius chair.
I don't know what that means, but Joe.
A Mobius chair is a chair of shared knowledge.
Go ahead. It's a what?
It's a chair of shared knowledge.
Okay, we'll
so
go for that.
When you bring in somebody who's got a lot, and the next person that sits in got more than the person who sat in it before, and it just keeps piling on, so more people get the story from the griot. So it's the chair of knowledge.
Okay, then. Showing off with that one, J-Rob. That should be a deduction right there. Hey, so Joe, the verbal mind dancer, man, we're going to put you back there. No, should we put him back there or should we allow him to sit back there on the chair of the Morbius chair?
Morbius.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, Danielle, mind your business. We're going to sit you back here in the chair of the Mobius chair. Morbius. yeah. Don't have a seat, bro.
All right.
baby. One love, Joe.
One love, Joe.
One love with Mike, yo. One love with Mike.
One love with Mike. Y'all going to stop messing with me like that. You know, doggone well, I couldn't say that. I'm still stuck on the word. I can't even say it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, whatever. I can't even. I'm still stuck. I can't. Next time, I'm going to pick wisely. Okay, so we're going to keep things moving, y'all. Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller. Ladies and gentlemen, she happens to be Rain Incarnate. Hello, Rain. Welcome to the program. What it do, darling?
Good evening. How is everyone?
Hey,
hello.
Rain.
Hey, Diva. What's up?
I'm packing. I should have been on the road like 2 days ago.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
For real, did I leave my... I can't find my heels. For real, did I leave them over at your house?
Yes, you sure did, darling. I
what
drink wine from out of the thing. You heard what you said. I've been sipping champagne through those things.
Okay, well, listen. I'm going to come by and get them in a couple of days because I need them for North Carolina. I can't find them.
Ooh, okay,
yeah,
you might have
coming
to
through Philly anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you know, to be honest with you, it was so hot, and I thought about you coming over here to Philadelphia in this heat, and I was like, Lord Jesus, Lord God. And so I guess he heard my prayers. So by the time you get here, maybe the weather will be better.
Because it's 77 and really nice here in New Mexico. Nice little breeze.
Ooh. Yeah, did you say
it's hot and sticky over here?
And, you know, rain brings the coolness. So, you know, I'll try to bring it with me.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Hey, what's she talking about, Bree Veezy?
Rain.
Hey, Rain, what color was the heel?
Yes,
what color is the heels, love?
Oh, they're black.
Are they stilettos? Mm-hmm.
No, they're high. They're high. They're chunky heels. They're chunky heels.
Chunky?
And they're
four
high.
Inch?
Yeah.
3 inch, 4 inch. Okay.
5, I think.
Okay. Oh,
four or five inch.
4 inch. I ain't been in 5 inch heels in a minute, but okay. You so good. I feel you.
I gotta find them. I gotta find them. Yeah, if I plan on dropping it like it's hot, I'm gonna need a little foundation underneath.
Well, you know, heels is made for dancing anyway,
right.
So you go ahead and get it, girl.
Hey, Rain.
I'm coming to practice with you first, Diva. So get ready.
Well, I can't promise you. If I have worn any shoes with height, trust me, honey, they're gonna be like a platform or a wedge heel. I can't do that single heel no more.
We're gonna move it like it. We're gonna drop it like it's warm, like halfway.
Yeah, like it's warm. Yeah,
okay.
Like it's warm because
mm-hmm,
my knees will be like, yeah, all right.
Ooh, y'all gonna stop playing. So, Rain.
We can throw some dresses on, girl.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I didn't forget what I was going to say. I just wanted to say your name, I guess.
After listening to all of this fabulous work from J-Rob, it makes me want to say, I started a piece like 2 months ago called Word Whore, and I really need to finish it.
Yeah, you need to bring that on over here. Now, we know you may not have a piece of J-Rob's work, but anything from you will do fine on this night. What do you have for us?
I have a piece. Okay, I'll share. I don't think it's untitled, titled Kia Funny, I guess.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours, Miss Rain.
Thank you. I don't mean to be cliche, but I want to make poetry with you. Can we do it in slow motion? Can we plaster the page with our intentions, meet between lines, have a meeting of the minds? Never mind the way you violate my views, musing me back to my senses as if I can feel your tip glide between my lines, slow and deliberate. I want you to make love to me in the key of honey, pollinate my guts with reasons to trust it and you. I want to taste all of your similes, lick them from your lips so I know exactly what audacity tastes like. I want to snort every single one of your lines until I can finish your sentences. I want to suck you like a metaphor, drink the rhythm of your rhymes, get on all fours so you can hyperbole my whole with the whole of you. I want you to double entendre me, like, have you ever made love in the rain, or have you ever made love in rain? I want to make life with you. Let me shower you with a sweet deluge of surrender, a slew of kept promises, and a reason to take this connection to the next level. Let you draw me with your idiosyncrasies and resuscitate me with your alliteration. I want to feel what you breathing life into me feels like for the second time. Because honestly, I caught my breath when we first met. It happened somewhere between you joking, oh, so sarcasm is what we're doing, and, well, before the end of that conversation. It's funny how easy and simple that sounds, but we both know better. You should know that when I watch you from a distance, I see poetry in motion. Every move you make is poetic and with a purpose. I see you like I really see you. but you already know this, and I feel you and a desire to move in sync with you. Let's make poetry in slow motion together so that you don't miss a moment of it, a moment of me showing you exactly what it feels like to be a living, breathing love poem. That's right.
Oh, shoving quaint. Poetic.
Well, it's official. A hurricane, a tsunami, a tidal wave of wetness has just drenched the rainforest.
Whew. Oh, man.
That was hot rain.
Thank you.
Oh, that was hot.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Girl, La Negra.
Girl, you had me drifting off and fantasizing. I'm visualizing this shit, biting my lip and licking them. I'm like, oh, God.
I want to see that when I get there, too.
Yeah. Lord, have mercy. Lord, I got to listen to the playback. I have got to hear that again. Because, see, you know what? It's your voice. It's so soothing. It's so soft. And then your flow. I'm like, damn.
Thank
Girl,
you so
much. That was
much.
Beautiful. My girl ran. Yeah, you got it. Soaking wet, girl. Most definitely. Boy.
Thank you,
Rob. I forgot who else is here right now. Lord.
I think Faria went on mute again. I don't think he wants to talk to me.
Oh, I'm right here. I'm waiting for I wait my turn.
For real.
Oh, he was waiting for the handoff. I forgot.
I was waiting on Poetic. I'm sorry. I got caught up.
My bad. I was stuck in the rainforest, bro.
Oh, bro, me too.
We got all caught up.
My bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Okay. I thought that was a dope piece. I love the rhythm of it. Always love your cadence. I just love this piece that you wrote for me. You said slow motion. This is what she did. Don't be hating. You know what you said. You said slow motion, blended, musing each other back to our senses, pollinating the whole of us, making love in the rain, making life and promises to the next level, making me catch my breath. You see me from a distance, and you desire to move in sync with me. I'm your love poem. Thank you, Ray.
That's one way to remix it.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm gonna have to start stealing some stuff from you because you got some. Oh, I thought I said something, but you got some, girl.
You know when I come on y'all show, y'all really humble me.
See, girl, you just get people pregnant off your pieces.
Speak for yourself.
I get. This is like the third time someone has come back with like a poem or something, and y'all really had me in my feelings about that.
Inspiration is an amazing thing when you're inspired to write by, you know, someone who inspires you to write. You know, inspiration is a beautiful thing, and you made it easy to take your piece and rewrite it, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It was beautiful, seriously. And you did it so wonderfully. It was easy to digest and take in. I loved it.
Thank you. And I love what you did with it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Absolutely.
You. Okay,
I'll
so look, Miss Rain.
I'll see a few of y'all soon.
You did what?
I said I'll see a few of y'all soon.
Oh, yes, you will.
Yes. I'm trying to pick out what outfit.
Girl, just I'm ready.
Put some curls in my locker.
Listen,
Curly, you can put on that sundress you had on while you was sashaying through the streets of Philly.
See, I wasn't the only one.
Lord.
Oh, I told her the only thing missing was this, was mm-hmm. that little thing. Let me see you walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it.
You see it.
Come through with that. Listen, I'm traveling.
Now,
I'm going to have on leggings. You ain't got to get cute for me. I don't
you
have leggings
wait till
on.
You get here.
Well, I can
throw
some pipe
for
too and
here.
A cute shirt.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to have to stop this girly stuff up or no. We have to cut the girly party down.
I know.
Okay?
I know. But I'll see her in a few
Gail,
days. Thank you for
on,
this
please.
Space. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome,
you.
Love. Thank you, love. We're going to put you back here on the chair
time.
Of Morbius. Okay, love. Good luck.
That chair is going to bite you. Don't sit in a Morbius chair. That chair will bite.
No more vocabulary words for real.
Thank you. One love, Ray.
One love, one mate.
Oh, man.
And Danielle, you got to learn to restrain yourself when your little diva friends call in. Refrain yourself.
Oh,
I couldn't get a word in.
That's right. I have to refrain
myself.
I
couldn't even get a word
refrain
in.
Refrain from. You know what?
You cut all in on my dissertation. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's my time. All right. But fuck. Okay, we're going to go to the next
we
caller.
We're going to get dressed and we're going to come by and see you. Don't worry about it.
Y'all ain't got to get dressed to do that. So we're going to go to the next caller. Hello, caller, area code 419. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have here?
This is Rebel Jones.
Rebel P.
Hey,
Rebel.
Yo, thank you for waking up today, first off.
Thank you for waking up today, my brother.
I know that's right.
Amen. I know you've heard the shenanigans going on up in here, Rebel.
Man, I have. It's been a great show here, though, man. It's been a great show. I've been enjoying the hell out of this show.
Hey, well, thank you, man. We're here honoring. Hey, look, we're here honoring our brother.
I look up highly to Van Meadows and J. Rob, so this is an honor to be able to read a piece of his work tonight.
Appreciate you. All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, and hopefully we'll get you up in here, my brother. And
yes,
honor
yes.
you in the same way.
Oh, I'm
yes,
scared.
You hear what I'm saying?
Indeed.
I like to hear. I like to. I like to read one of your pieces with all the curse words in it. I've heard one before. You know, just send me the one with all the curse words in it.
I think I did well last week on the Get Down that bitch poetry.
Yeah, man. Oh my god.
There was quite a bit of fucks in there given.
Yeah, man.
I heard that one, bro. I heard it.
Yes, sir. That was dope. Yes, sir.
Hey, so listen, man. What you got for us, man, in honor? You got something to honor this brother with?
I do. And you know what? This piece, after reading it, really hit me because I'm currently raising 3 sons. So to have such a personal piece to his son, it spoke to me. So there's not a title. I get on down as soon as y'all let me get on down.
Hey, the mic is yours, my brother.
No doubt. Well, see, this is a story that kind of went this way, right? While walking down the street, the block, my son once asked, why am I so hard on him? So as we stopped on the corner, I took a swig of some water and said, son, I said, I'm hard on you because the world ain't soft. It'll chew you up in various ways and spit you out on the pavement like sunflower seeds on summer days. It will smoke you like cheap loose bodega cigarettes and not think twice about how much it burns your fingers. I'm hard on you because I like I see so much of you. It's like watching a comic book come to life, and the hero doesn't yet realize how powerful he is yet. He is learning to use his powers so his footsteps are soft and his heart is pliable. He's strong as hurricanes, but his will is undeniable. And his mission to be great at the many things that he can grasp until he understands that he's just another man. So, son, I'm not hard on you because I hate you. I'm this way from sea to shining sea because when I look inside your eyes, I see as we walk these streets, I see the best for you and in you because you are me, the best of me, and I just can't wait for you to be great so you can see what I see. J-Rob the Wise Son.
Yo.
Yeah.
Who would it?
Man, listen, man. It's a pleasure to hear Rebel P do a J-Rob piece, man, because Rebel P has his own style, his own cadence, and to do a piece by my brother J-Rob the Wise Son, Rebel P, man, you own that piece, bro. Like J-Rob
hey,
just was a ghost, like he was a ghostwriter, man.
I stumbled on a few words and had to ad-lib myself so I wouldn't stumble too hard, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure J-Rob caught that a few times in there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, let me tell you.
I'm sorry, J-Rob. Yeah, go ahead, Jay. Get in on it. Go ahead, Jay. Nah. Go ahead, get in on it.
Let me tell you. I've been driving going on 6 hours. I spoke to Rebel P twice today. And when I told him about this, he said he didn't have none. I'm like, it's cool. If you come through, just listen. But he hit me up and said he wanted to do a particular piece that somebody else might do. And I said, you know, this is a brand new piece that I wrote for Jermaine Dupri and the Harlem Writers Guild called Voices of Harlem. And I know he always talks about his sons. And I said, you're going to dig this particular piece. So when you get to the part where he says, I'm not hard on you because I dislike you. I'm hard on you because this world is not going to be fair. This world is going to chew you up and spit you out like sunflower seeds on a hot summer day. And I see so much in you. I can't wait for you to see it. Because you just remind me of me. And even with the act, killed this piece.
Thank you. You know, you've heard me speak to my son, J-Rob, while he was on the phone. And this is kind of how I talk to my kids regularly. It's just like you wrote this in, you know what I'm saying? My kids is growing up with your poem on the daily.
Wow.
Yo.
Girl of Negra.
You know what? You do have your own special way of doing your pieces, and I'm used to hearing you come hard, and you definitely own this piece, and it's such a powerful piece, it's such a touching piece, man. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. For real,
baby. Okay, I was making sure I was unmuted. Hey, the way he spit that flavor, his own flavor, he made it his own in that piece, man. Of course, I love the piece. But Rebel took that piece and made it his own, man, and I dug that. Appreciate that, my brother.
Thank you. J-Rob, thank you, man, for the honor of being able to do this, man.
Hey, yo, salute to you, King.
You know how I feel about you. You and Van Metals are ink guys to me, man. You guys are
just man.
Guys, man.
It, bro.
Being a league of y'all is just amazing to me.
Bro, salute to you, and thank you. And this is actually real fresh ink, so you did that on the fly with something you never read before. God bless you.
Thank you. It was an honor.
Wow. You're finna have me cry with this piece. I got to drop y'all.
No crying, bro. I'll deduct 2 points from you. Hey, so Rebel P, man, thank you for bringing that heat, my brethren.
Thank you. Thank you for having a platform for me to do so.
Hey, man, much love, man. We're going to sit you back there on the Mobius chair or whatever they've been calling it. Mobius. Mobius. I'm trying to say it. Have a seat, my brother. I ain't letting y'all name a chair no more. One love, bro.
One love,
one love,
Mike.
One Mike.
One love, one love, one love, one Mike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Name a chair something I can say. All right. We're going to keep things moving, everybody. No, don't even do it. Don't even do it. Coming up next is Epiphany Radio's very own, the Renaissance poet, y'all. What it do?
What's
what
going
do?
On, people? How y'all feeling
what
tonight?
What it do? What it do? Eric is in the building.
Eric.
What's good, bro?
Now you know what it is at work like a mug.
At work like a mug, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Calling from the broom closet of love to make that money. How you doing, my brother?
The broom closet of love. Are you a fool? Man, I can't complain.
Love to make that money.
I've been
enjoying.
You're always
in the broom closet.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. Every chance I get, man, I try to get this moolah.
Yeah,
I've been enjoying what's going on tonight. Everybody showing love to J-Rob and spinning his pieces. It's always dope hearing somebody else's perspective and, you know, different flow to your piece. So it definitely, you know, it's a dope thing to hear and then see his reaction to it, because I know he's like tripping off a high sound coming off somebody else's tongue. So, yeah. Yeah, it's dope.
Right, right. Hey, man,
absolutely.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to say this much, man. I can't wait to see how the Renaissance Corps put a spin to anything that anybody else would. And can't wait to get you up in here, bro. I know we got to make a we have to book you. You know what I'm saying? We have to book you.
I'd have
to
take
you
a day off
to do your work.
For Monday to fit, you know.
Yeah. Can't wait to do your work, my brother. But on some real stuff, I know you caught up with time and everything, man. But what you got for us, my bro?
All right, well, let's say this first. You know, you're talking about bringing me on. So I don't know, man. I got a lot of words like J-Rob, too. David Mott been already told me, like, he don't know what I'm saying. So I don't know, man. He might not have nobody show up to me, you know. So maybe want to read my pieces on your stuff.
I,
like,
I
want to
read your piece first,
I
bro. I got to proofread your piece first. I want to proofread the piece I'm going to read from you first. And it can't have past four syllables. It's as far as I'm going
to go. Mess with my pieces. Hey, Robin, what's
Pompeii? Can't do six. I will never do a six-syllable word again. Yeah.
Oh,
all right, poet.
But, yeah, I got a short piece J-Rob wrote that resonated with me. The pictures he used, I've used before. And I wrote something on a similar subject, so it just kind of fit, you know, the flow of it fit to me. So I'm going to spit it and, you know, big up my boy here.
All right. Before you spit that piece, man, I'm going to ask everybody to mute themselves.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right. So he calls this piece Those Kissable Lips. The line in her lips are like the circles seen by cut trees and tells a story only heard by battered whispers she has yet to share or may never speak, because she knows that not every story is for every ear and not every set of lips deserves a kiss like this when she whispers her vision of my poetry to me, J-Rob.
Yo, you gonna stop playing? Yo, we the rest that, bro. Yo,
that's it. That's J-Rob piece, man. That's it.
Yeah, that's a short.
That's the shortest piece J-Rob ever wrote.
I'm mad at you because.
You
made
it
for
the Renaissance.
Oh, my God.
Renaissance.
Yo,
he put the Renaissance on that joint.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Coming from me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That sounds so much better coming from him.
That's your piece. I just read the words, man.
Salute, King. Hey. Oh my God.
Let us hear from the lady in the group, La Perla Negra.
All I can say is that was swoon worthy. Definitely. It was swoon worthy. I loved it. But I mean, I'm a
you know Jay Robinson, the ghost rider, the ghost croon right out there, you know.
he's one of the top, man. Poetic.
Yo, Keith, man, bro. Yo, for real. You gotta wait when you do your work and hone your cadence. I'm used to hearing longer pieces from you and from J Rob. So for this to be such a short piece and you did what you did with it, I was like for real, like, bro, come on, yo, why are you gonna stop right there, man? Can you just repeat it one more time, man? Just repeat it again. Yo, that's how dope the spit was, bro. Hey, man, you definitely did that, bro. For sure.
I appreciate that, man. Big ups to J-Rob, of course, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to show love. You know, it's difficult for me to come through sometimes, man, but, you know, you got to give people their flowers, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Salute, real poet.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, man, that was dope. He made it his own as well. He put that Renaissance thing to it. I was listening, man. And then before I could know it, it was like, yo, where he go? Where the boy go? You know what I mean? But I dug it, man. And you did that, man. You was real smooth with it. I was kind of jealous. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hear no seven-syllable word up in there. You know what I mean? But that's okay. It's all right. I ain't mad. But you know what? You did your thing to that, and the piece was beautiful. Just keep it real. The piece was a beautifully written piece, and you performed it the way it was supposed to be performed, bro. I appreciate
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, it resonated with me. Had a particular flow to it that, you know, sounded like some shit I'd say. So, fuck it. I'm going to spit that one right there.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a good decision,
yes,
man,
yes.
You made.
Absolutely.
And before you wander off, Mr. Renaissance, could you tell everybody what you got going on over there at the Renaissance Poetry Inn?
It'd be my pleasure. So I didn't realize this until like last week, but this next show coming up will be the 1-year anniversary of Renaissance Poetry.
Yes, sir.
So okay. We've been doing this for a year now. This is dope.
Damn.
You know, normally I'd be off on a contract somewhere that's messed up, you know, my ability to stay on the air. So, you know, it's good to be, you know, situated to where I can continue doing the show. So that's what's up. But, yeah, this Friday, Renaissance Poetry will be back. And we'll be doing what we always do, you know, bringing your best shit, spit those metaphors for me, come through, spit whatever's on your mind for me. If you feel like singing, whatever it is, you got bars, you want to spit something sad, you want to spit something erotic, you know, you're trying to make, you know, people wet with sweat because they're mad at what's going on in the world, and they're throwing bottles, and you're trying to make somebody wet because you're doing other things. It's your business, but you come through with spit. That's all we ask.
Yes, can't wait, man. Cannot wait.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Sounds good, man. Are you on this Friday?
Indeed, this Friday.
All righty. 10 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. 10 o'clock. On this Friday.
Eastern Standard Time, right? Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central.
That's right. Hey, well, look, man, thank you for taking the time out, you know, to salute our brother up in here, man, on this night of poetry, bro. Appreciate that. That's love, man.
All right.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
All right, now, Renaissance, we're going to sit you back there on the Mobius chair.
Are you saying it right now? Say it right.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's right. That's why I paused.
You said it right.
You got it.
You said it right, man. I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Say it right. Yeah. You got it.
Hey, one love, my brother.
One love, my brother.
Already.
One love. Yo. Did y'all hear me? I wasn't sure. I was like, mm-hmm.
You did it.
I'm so proud of myself. Oh, my God.
I got to pull over.
I'm proud of you, too.
You got to pull over, bro?
Yeah, man. Y'all are really fucking with my head.
I thought we was going to have the video. Man, don't say that, man.
I wasn't ready.
Over, man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
I wasn't ready.
Thought the worst for a second.
Nah. I'm a pretty safe driver. Even in the midst of stupid people driving near me, I'm a pretty safe cat. Because I got to get home.
Hey, man, you might as well go to the bathroom while you're over there right there by that. You know what I mean?
I don't have to go to the bathroom. I gotta wipe my face, so y'all got me pretty emotional at the moment. I wasn't ready for this, and this is getting to be a little bit much to take. My man Keith just came in and dropped a piece.
He put that Renaissance on that thing. That's what he did.
You never know who's reading your material and who's digging your material to whatever degree. And
yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You are choked up. Well, listen, man, the party isn't over yet. We got another poet on the line. Let's see what he has to say on this night. It happens to be the one and only Jess J. Jess J, what it do?
Jess J.
Calling Jess J. Jackie, tell Jess J to pick up the phone. Jess J, where you at? All right, we're going to go back to Jess J. Come back to you, Jess J. Oh, damn, you know it would help if I unmute him? We having a good time tonight. This is
that
a, you
is
know,
horrible.
Just Jay,
oh
what's
man,
up, bro.
Oh, y'all had me going crazy. I'm checking every electrical device around me. I said I'm unmuted.
Yeah, that was Van.
Oh,
I don't know why Van didn't push the button. I don't know why he didn't push the button, bro.
That part.
Hey man.
I can't run the boards. I can't run the boards.
All right, take that bullet. It's yours.
What's going on tonight?
What's
hey,
up,
Jesse, how you doing, man?
What's up, Jesse?
All right, y'all having a ball, man. It's infectious, too.
Hey, man. So, hey, listen, you started this off with us reciting your work 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you see what it snowballed into?
Man, everybody's ready. They're coming in. They're shooting from the hip. They're grabbing the piece and they owning it, man. This is a beautiful thing right here, man. Joe did his thing, man. People was grabbing the pieces, owning them, man. This, man, I feel like I'm coming up just by this happening. It's one thing to read somebody's stuff on a page, but to have to go before your peers and then go ahead and do it. That's another level right there.
Tell me about it, Jess J. But listen. This is something I need you to remember and always know, right? There was a 7-syllable word in the piece I read, okay?
I caught the middle piece of that. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't ever forget that. I took a challenge. Okay? That could be an extra point. 2 points for me. 2 points. Somebody give me 2 points.
Keep it a bend.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, so I know you ready. I know you got something, and I know you can't wait to put it out there, especially if it's one of J-Rob's pieces. I know how you do, and I'm interested, and I can't wait to hear what you have for us, bro. Are you ready to put it out there?
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
I didn't get a chance to go over the piece that J-Rob had gave to me. This is a piece that I had did from him from a while ago, and I'm going to go ahead and do it again. My weekend was so action-packed, brother. There's no slight or anything like that. But I had actually forgot I had it, man. But I'll make it up to you. All right.
All righty.
If my eyes could write poetry, my eyes will write about the majesty that is your outer beauty and transcribe just what a beautiful soul you are. My eyes will write about how cheated they felt to have to go to sleep, although our parting brief, because in our dreams we meet. They would ink verses that describe how fast the pulse quickens just at the sight of you. Those eyes and those edible lips. My eyes ink would brag about you to others, describing how starlit nights are not as beautiful as the view of you that the both of them look forward to. As each one takes turn in verse, as they view your splendor from different angles to make a three-dimensional piece of pure poetry. How sunset fails to live up to the magnificence of each intricate part of you. From your walk away to your smile as we greet again. And if they had hands, oh, how they would play in your hair while sharing love stories via French kisses and soft whispers. I swear, if only my eyes could write poetry, you would see what I see, but also differently through my eyes, poetry. Particular view, each day would be like deja vu. Oh, if my eyes could write poetry, they would spend extended waking moments just to take more time to write about you. So in all that it entails, you might really understand how I really feel as this page drips with my eyes, ink, in peace.
Yo, 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 La Perla Negra.
My God, you know what? You, you have a way of Lord have mercy. It's the way you got me. All right. You know what? The piece was beautiful. But the tone you use, you soften. You got me pronouncing every syllable. You soften each word when you read, and you make the listener feel it. I mean, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm about this all through me. Lord, I ain't got nothing else. All right, so what it?
Yo.
Yeah, bro.
This was good for you.
Yeah.
And let me explain why. It takes you out of what just Jay does, and allows you into J-Rob's world. So you know how we talk about stretching our pens. Now you got a whole nother vein, because brother, the way that you read this, it felt so natural to you, like you could actually write this. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
bro, you have been dipped in J Rob's quill, man.
Wow.
J Rob,
man, that's big, bro.
Yeah, man. Phenomenal recital of J-Rob's piece, man. And phenomenal J-Rob the Wise Son. Is he muted? All right, for real, the poet. I don't know what happened to J-Rob.
Hey.
I'm right here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My brother said mute myself, and I just parked the car so I can get myself in order. So y'all don't hear when I was wiping my face. This, yo, just Jay, this is a perfect piece for you, bro. Because like Van said, this took you out of your traditional poetic element. And I'd be safe to say you just found yourself another cadence in which to spit, because this was like really in your wheelhouse, and you literally put on the glass slipper, and this piece is like yours, man.
Oh, that's huge. Hey, you know what, J-Rob? When I was reading this, I was like, how is he throwing these doggone words together? And they was like, boom, 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 boom. And I said, you know what? I tried to do it the same way I was seeing it. I said, that's the wrong way to do it. I said, just relax and then do it. And it came to me.
Yeah, you did that. You did that.
For real.
Yo. You know what? He took that piece and made it his own. I'm jealous. You know what I'm saying? And I'm honored and I'm proud of this brother. You know what I'm saying? The way he delivered that piece in that manner, you know what I mean, and taking his time with it, and he had that Just J flavor to that. He added that Just J flavor to that, man. I love that piece. That brother said, my eyes were right about how cheated they felt to have to go to sleep, although our parting's brief, because in our dreams we meet. They would ink verses that describe how fast the pulse quickens just at the sight of you, those eyes and those edible lips. Yo, that piece right there is deep, man. It's so, so sappy. And y'all know how much I love that sap. And you delivered it just so well, man, describing how starlit nights are not as beautiful as the view of you. J-Rob, the white son, you sapper.
What can I say? Black love is my thing.
And you say,
yeah, J-Rob write everything from the heart, man. Regardless of what it is, J-Rob's gonna shoot it straight from the heart, man. And that's a you know what? That's a good way for poets to write, just straight from the heart.
That was beautiful, man. That was dope. And you did your thing to it, Just Jay. You did your thing to it, man.
Thanks,
it's an honor to have heard that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, bro, we got to sit you back there on Mofia's seat.
Hey, y'all,
okay, you might not like
it. Hey, J-Rob,
yeah.
Salutes.
Peace, King. Salute to you, too.
I'm laughing. J-Rob is so funny, ain't he? Hey, listen. You might not like where you got to sit down at, bro, but it's all we have left. Everybody else is on that Morbius thing or some old shit. I don't know what they're doing. But everybody's still sitting there. Push them out. Push them out.
You can at least sell it, man. You can at least try to sell it.
Hey, you know, do yourself a favor, bro. You might want to stand up a little longer. Hey, one love, man. We're going to stand you. We're going to stand you back there in the back room of the Soul Cafe, man. It's more oxygen back there anyway. You ain't got to wear a mask.
Y'all be safe.
One love, my brother.
One love.
One love.
Y'all be
yeah. All right. Next on the Epiphany Radio Soul Cafe microphone, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Sheena Jarms.
What do they do this?
Sheena Jarms.
Hey,
what
Gina.
Is going on?
What's happening,
hey,
Gina?
Sheena?
Happy Monday, family. How y'all doing?
Oh, good. How you doing?
Happy Monday.
I'm good. Happy to be here.
You got a lot of happiness within your voice, girl. And you know what? Smeagol sends his love. Me, I send my love.
Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do with you for real? I came to show the love to J-Rob because 3 weeks in a row now, this is the third week that I have had the honor and the privilege to be on a mic when a poet that I admire and love was, their poetry was being featured. So I had to come through and do what I do.
Hey, that's what's up, darling. Much love. That's beautiful. Hey, so That's what's up. You got me last week. I want you to know that, right? You know you got me last week.
I know. And me and Joe laughed about that for a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay attention this time. I'm paying attention.
Right, right.
I didn't know that the piece that she was doing, so I'm so used to her freestyling. That I didn't know she was doing one of Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer's pieces last week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't easy.
And it was, I know when you're used to freestyling. So to read somebody else's work and in the way that you read his work,
it was hard.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I appreciate
so
y'all.
You got,
thank you so much. Because I thought I was going back.
Did you get the points I deducted from you for doing that?
I allowed that. The deductions were warranted. So by all means, I accept it.
Okay, thank you. All righty then. So what do you have for us on this week, darling?
Well, I'm going to do a J-Rob piece, but I'm going to do it Gina Storm style, and that's the best way for me to do it is just to do it.
All righty then. The mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled, I Want to Be in Love Like. I want to be in love like when I was a kid in the fourth grade. And I gave him a note that said, do you like me? Box check. Yes. Box check. No. I want to be in love like when I saw Harry Belafonte looking at Dorothy Dandridge when they called her Carmen Jones. And every black man couldn't take their eyes off of her. Brothers couldn't stop staring, and sisters were even jealous of you. Many of those same sisters said, I think she fine, too. I want to be in love and make love whatever love is in the physical form. Jealous. Make love regret that the happiness it used to strive for was the dream compared to this shit. I want to overhear. Be in love with a black man that understands that this ain't some old school song lyrics. We should live it up. I want us to slow dance in my living room in the dark and just whisper some sexy shit in his ears, getting wet in the process until he slowly wraps his arms around the back of my head so we can grind slow and hard. I want to talk to him late at night about nothing, asking him over and over again, so what you doing? Long moments of nothing said, but he's concerned about whether or not I've been fed. I want to have that love that I never had before. I don't want to just get between his legs. I need to get into his head. I want us to send dirty text at the most inappropriate times. Let it rewind in both of our minds. And the visual ain't hazy.
How was your flight?
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. So, what, 15 hours? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had interference, for real.
What the hell?
Okay, so mm-hmm. I'm going to just start where it left off because it's the same first that was here. So he can text me back saying, girl, you crazy. Even though I hate being called girl, the bottom line is, I just want to be in love with the right one because I'm tired of meeting Mr. Right at the wrong time. So at this moment, when moments are so fleeting, I need a man who's real, ride or die, that may shed a tear and don't make me weak. I'm trying to meet who's right for me, be in love the way it's supposed to be, and would be really nice. And it wouldn't hurt if he was a bit of a freak just for me. Hey, what can I say? It's a love thing. So what's a brother to do? Written by J-Rob, the wise son. Improvised with the sexes in reverse by Gina Storm. That's my piece.
Yo, Gina. Am I unmuted? Gina, I don't know what that all that stuff was, but sorry about that in the middle of your performance.
I'm not even tripping. You, my thought is this. I didn't lose my train of thought because I was reading.
you sure didn't, girl. I was like, what the hell is going on? But you did the thing to that. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let the...
Ready.
I'm going to let La Pearl and Nick, I thought.
Yeah, you didn't. Am I unmuted? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you, Berlin.
Yes, yes, girl, you did it, and you didn't miss a beat. You didn't miss a beat. That piece was beautiful. You came right back with it after that noise. I love
it. Well,
I'm
gonna say this:
beautiful.
A lot of people who come on mics are just poets. I'm not just a poet. I'm also a host. And when you're a host and a poet, there's a level of professionalism that you must always adhere to. And so I just did what I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I love
absolutely.
J-Rob, the wise son, so I wanted to do his piece credit.
Oh, yes. We all love him.
You did that, and then some.
Thank you so much, J-Rob.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
It was.
Sending me that piece because I only read through it once before I was on the air, but in my mind I said, I'm going to change so that I am reading this as though I wrote it for myself. But it's still his words, just in my voice. So I want to thank you for the opportunity and the privilege. I appreciate y'all so much. This is the best thing that you've ever done, I swear. Pick up the pen is amazing, but this right here is life.
Mm-hmm.
So one love on Mike.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Gina, you, I love the way you changed. I love the way you changed it up. I caught that, you know, you changed it. And, At first, I was like, man, she sounds just as sappy as J-Rob because I knew you changed it up. I was like, man, she's just as sappy as he is. I'm like, dang.
Exactly. I love the level of sap that he adhered to. It was amazing. I think it's necessary,
absolutely.
Especially when you take love from the fourth grade forward. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Dude,
it was a whole vibe.
I just tuned in with
and made it mine. And I appreciate you, J-Rob. I love the fact
absolutely.
That you've been this evening. Like I said, this is 3 weeks in a row that I had a chance to read pieces from other people, and I can't wait till the next show.
Thank you so much, Gina. For real, the poet. Yo, yo, yo. Like I said, I love the way that she read that. I don't know where she put her spin at. I can't tell, but, you know, everything was perfect. And I love that. I love that line, that's phrase. It made me want to write something similar where the author puts in there, or I don't know, like I said, I don't know, because Gina said she put her spin on it too, so, but
mm-hmm.
that line that says, I want to be in love, like, just hearing that over and over again,
yes.
I want to be in love,
like, yeah, I want to be in love,
it,
like,
it's just,
that was genuine,
so cool.
Because that wasn't gender specific, so I
right.
could say that without changing the verbiage. And the only time I did change the wording was when it was from a man to a woman. I made it from a woman to a man. But outside of that, that was all J-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's another line right here. I want to overhear, dance in my living room in the dark, wrap my arms around the back of her neck. Got to have that love that I never had before. Dirty. Be in love the way it's supposed to be. That's beautiful. I love that piece. We're going to have to talk to J-Rob behind the scenes.
Wasn't that something? My favorite line was, I won't love the way it's supposed to be. Really nice, and it wouldn't hurt if he was a bit of a freak for me. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
I own
yep.
that. Yes.
Yes.
No, but he wrote it, but I'm owning it. Yes, let's go.
See, I should have did that piece. I should have did that one. Jay,
no, I'm not.
Did you see,
yeah, it was perfect for you.
No, stop it. She didn't have a eight-syllable word in her piece. I'm upset.
It wasn't my piece.
It was
seven to eight. None of my piece. I love words. Look, I know all the best words. I know all the good words.
Yeah, I love the piece that I performed. Don't get it twisted. I just keep on, you know, putting out there, you know, that, you know, I did do a piece of J-Rob, and I'm proud of it because it had a nine-syllable word in it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It don't get no better than that. It's like that.
Nine syllables.
And the best thing I've ever done. I've been rocking with Epiphany since I've been Gemma Storm. I wasn't even Gemma Storm yet when I started rocking with y'all. So I know the quality of shows have always been amazing. And this in particular is one of those things that makes
thank you.
You don't just push your pen, you push your poetry. Because if you're a poet and you can only read your own pieces, shame on you. So this is a necessity, and I appreciate you for that for real.
Well, thank you, Gina Storm. Can't wait to get you up in here as well.
Oh, God, that means I have to write something. But, yeah, I feel
that's
you.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what, I will be here every Monday no matter who is being featured. I love the platform and the opportunity as well as the way that you are putting this together so that we as poets can bring ourselves to a next level because we are working outside of our own box so that we can give the praise and the flowers to the living. So that's all we need to do. We're a community and we're a family and it's one love.
That was beautiful, Gina Storm. That was beautiful.
Not for real. I'm going to go sit it in the chair of confusion because I don't know what's going on right now.
Me neither, darling. One love, baby.
One love.
One love.
One love, one mic.
Baby, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's sitting in that chair because I hate to say that word one more time. So, you're going to keep going? We're going to move on to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen, what happens to be Epiphany Radio's very own event page stewardess. I just added that last word, which doesn't make sense. But essentially, Janice, what's going on, Essential?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, dear. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. Everything, flowing well. I've been loving what I've been hearing so far. And I did bring a piece with me tonight.
Well, you know what, essentially, Janice? Whether you bought a piece or not, what you just said was good enough for me, darling. I give you 5 stars on that. I give you 5 stars and 10 points. 10 extra points.
Wow. Wow.
That's what's up.
But listen, I can't wait to see how you put a spin on one of J-Rob's pieces. I'm sure it'll be beautiful. I'm going to just simply say to you that the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Mother by J-Rob, the last son. I laid the first bricks of knowledge at the temple of Timbuktu and allowed the world an opportunity to let knowledge be born. I casted the clay for the first steps that created Djoser, while Osiris wrote love letters to Isis along the banks of a counterclockwise river that resembled my veins, that connected life and death throughout the heartbeat of this renamed continent. I drank from the chalice of life at the request of the great I am on the last day of creation and watched him rest comfortably admiring the birth of the beginning. And because he thought I gave him the cold shoulder from where I walked, he said we would forever be polar opposites, still needed the bottom of an iceberg in my glass to just cool my thirst. As I rested in a desert as hazel as my eyes created by my dry cough. I looked over the horizon of the continent while sailing along teardrops that created rivers and waterfalls that became oceans and witnessed forever in living color. And as a herd of sentience asked permission to scatter, I bequeathed them with the four winds of heaven, giving everlasting life to the children of infinity, while teardrops from my eyes created photosynthetic nourishment in the form of raindrops that fed the planet for eons before man called Earth home.
I'm so intricately intimate with all creation that even my mistakes come out great. And as a matter of fact, if you can imagine that, just for the fun of it, I gave imagination permission to prove the world wasn't flat. I'm so complex in my many forms of dialect, you would never know what I'm referring to without my permission. In the vernacular I allow you to use to speak to me verbally or telekinetically. For you see, I am the sum total of everything in its totality, universal in touch, tone, and tongue. As I gave perfect the permission to be flawless, I am the living embodiment of a sentient who is as free as the blown wind from my whispered lips, staring at this creation in the realization that I am, that all there is, and I and pleased and peace.
Wow. Wow. Poetic.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, there was a moment in there while you were making this piece your own, reading it, that you actually sounded like J-Rob. When you started talking about, it was towards the end, and you was doing the run on everything together. I was like, man, she sounds like her, but then she dipped into J-Rob. But this was amazing. This was amazing. I love this piece. I'm not sure I even heard this piece, Jay. But Janice, you definitely did it amazingly. And, you know, I love your cadence, and I love the way you read and you recite. So I would love to see this as one of your videos, to be honest. So there, I put it out there.
All right, I'm on it.
La Perla Negra.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I would love to see this in one of your videos, but you know what? I'm floating. He gave you the perfect piece to do. It sounded like yours, all the metaphors and the visual that I get from it, and then your softness, your soft touch that you put on it, that was absolutely exquisite. I loved it. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. For real?
Yes. Timbuktu. Osiris. I drink from the chalice of life, the birth of the beginning, the bottom of the iceberg, cooled my glass, herds of sentience. I proved that the world wasn't flat. I am. Ooh, what was that? I am the of everything in its totality. Who says that? I am that all there is. Who says that? Who writes that? Who puts that in a piece and formulates it all together? And who spits that like it's written by them with such beautiful cadence and rhythm and just, you know, serenity? Who does that? You did that, and you performed that in such a beautiful manner. And from the first word to the last, I'm like, damn, who writes that type of stuff that makes it beautiful? Like I said, Osiris, Timbuktu, man, the visuals that came along with. You know, it's like a documentary. Like, I can just see the places, the things that you spoke about in that piece. You helped bring that piece to life. That was beautiful.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Absolutely.
I loved it. Every minute of it.
You know, when I wrote this piece, it was in honor of Nikki Giovanni. There was a show, A Different World, 29, 30 years ago, they performed a segment of her piece, and she touched on various aspects. And what I wanted to do was honor her in recreating the piece, but from my own pen. So you get all those African references.
Yeah.
You'll get the part where Mother Earth is actually talking, but God's the creator. And Mother Earth says, I gave perfect the permission to be flawless. And I gave imagination, the reason to discover why the world has been flat. So you're talking about everything it is. And the only thing that I kept out of that piece was the original name of Africa, which is Altibulan. But in his writing, it's an appreciation of Mother Earth written from an African. And I had a couple of women try to perform this for me because I wanted to do a video. And Janice, you have the absolute perfect pitch for what this is, what this beat calls for.
Yes.
And it's,
oh my God,
it's absolutely to be when I had five different female poets give me a different stanza. Your cadence encompasses everything, like she is Mother Earth. And I am honored and humbled that you store this piece and it spoke to you however it did. That has to be the absolute best I've ever heard that. And it's better than the way I imagined it to be. Thank you.
That's so beautiful.
Oh,
my God. That was beautiful. Oh. Wow.
I'm at a loss.
Oh.
Yes, thank you for that, essentially, Janice. That was tremendously beautiful. Oh, man, I got to listen to the playback of this.
This show is going to be the best. Man.
Yes. Well, event page hostess, listen, we got to find another chair. You cannot sit back in the chair of Morbius.
Jesus, had to take it left, man. We was in a beautiful moment.
If you look in the Epiphany chat room, you'll see what I meant when it came to the Grio Mobius.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you, bro. I got you. I'm going to find out about this, Grio Mobius. Hey, but listen, darling, once again, thank you for blessing us with that beautiful delivery of that piece. That was wonderful.
Thank
Take
you.
Your socks
thank
off,
you for
baby.
The platform. So, Rob, thank you for the words. Appreciate you guys. Love you. One love, one night.
You too. One love, one night.
One love, one night. One love. Essentially, Janice, everybody. All right, let's see. Coming up next on the Soul Cafe microphone on this wonderful night of poetry is the one and only Miss VIP. What it do, Miss VIP?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Well, hello.
Hi, Diva. Hi, poet.
Hey. I think you scared poetic off with that deep diva.
Yeah. Happy.
Yeah.
Hi, diva. Well, hello, VIP. I'm glad that you got
hello,
that you're still
darling.
Up. I'm so dumb.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Okay, well, the mic is yours.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Oh.
This piece is called My True Love. I didn't fall in love with you. I walked into love with you. With both eyes wide open, choosing to take every step carefully along the way, as if I'm walking on eggshells made up of your feelings. You see, I believe in fate and destiny and who and what we were meant to be. I also believe we are only fated to do the things that we would choose to do anyway. And if given the choice, I choose you in 100 lifetimes. on 100 other worlds in 1,000 various planes of existence, in any other dimension, in any version of reality. I'd rather this be me in search of you. And believe me, when I tell you it's because it's you, find you over and over again. And even then, I'm wandering aimlessly among the stars. I choose you before anyone else, again and again, recreating what we have so that I could relieve the feelings that I have for you constantly, as you will always star in my version of forever. Words by J. Rob, the wise man.
Oh, my. La Pela Negra.
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah. My version of forever. Oh, my God. You know what?
Okay.
Yeah. J-Rob just, he knows us. But, you know, you could tell he really knows us because he gave each and every poet the perfect piece to read. Because he knew we were going to make it our own. And that was beautifully done by you. The piece was just lovely. Yes, it was. All the, Lord have mercy. I'm a little tired tonight, y'all. But I'm so enjoying it. That was beautiful. Beautiful. Poetic.
Ms. VIP. Ms. VIP. Did you have to make J-Rob sound so sensual, so sexy, so,
Right. Well, darling, Miss VIP, tired. I'm up past my bedtime, love. So if it comes sounding the way this sounds, I'm sorry, but Miss VIP is tired.
So this is what happened past your bedtime. Okay, noted. J-Rob, she has turned your pen into erotic, soulful, sexy porn. But I love the way you read that. I'm excited. It again, you know.
Oh, thank you.
I would not be able to tell it was a J-Rob piece if we were not honoring him tonight. But beautiful.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate
J-Rob's wife. You're welcome.
For me, when you went into the description of 1,000 different worlds on any plane of existence in any dimension, I would find you over and over and over again. And even then, I would recreate the exact same emotion that caused me to feel the way I feel constantly so that I can have this euphoric feeling of falling in love with you forever again. Oh, my God, that is... Oh, my God. Just hearing somebody say that gives me goosebumps.
Oh.
I mean, hearing somebody else say that is incredible. Oh, my God. I can only imagine someone saying that to somebody. That, oh, man.
Well, thank you,
sugar.
Oh, my pleasure. Very much so.
Wow. For real?
Yo, my diva. Let me tell you something. You did the thing to that. I'm like, Van, I don't know. Well, I do know who wrote that. Chris. I don't know who wrote that, but you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to take my clothes off the way you read it, baby love. I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
I'm fucking naked right now.
Ooh,
I can't even find my socks. Let me tell you something. When you said, I walked into love with you, I believe in faith.
Yeah.
And destiny, I choose you and any version of reality. Come on with that sappy set. I find you over and over again. Who says these things?
I'm feeling that, J-Rob. I'm telling you now, I'm feeling
J-Rob been holding out on his sappiness. And y'all teased me for about a whole month about sappiness, and this brother got a whole bag full of sap. The piece was beautiful, and you performed it very, very. You put a whole, I don't know what kind of spin he had on it, but you put a whole different, well, you put a spin on that thing, girl. It was beautiful, darling. It was really beautiful.
Well, thank you, honey bunches. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful for me, Ms. VIP. What you going
to
tell me?
Well, darling, what I was going to tell you is that I'm not going to be in the Mobius chair tonight. I'm going to be in the bed. All right.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
But anyway,
oh, shit. Oh.
bottles of ice water?
What the hell?
Anyway, what's happening? What you mean, what's happening on Wednesday?
Yes, love.
Okay, well, on Wednesday, this Wednesday, it's going to be my diva and the co-host Poetic in the Love Zone. I will be traveling, darling. So it's going to be hot, as usual, when those two get together. You know how it is. I'm just going to throw them under the bus. It's okay. And then next Friday will be Express Your Vibe with me and my co-host Poetic.
With you and your co-host Poetic.
Right, is that all right? All right.
Yeah, when you go, listen, when will you be letting Schmeagle, me, I, co-host with you?
Oh, baby. You can come into the Love Zone anytime. We can make that a menage a trois. What you think?
Oh, smack dagger to do, Jag.
Not if it's hot like this. If it's hot like this, I don't want nobody else coming in right now.
Me.
It's hot.
Ooh. Hey, well, thank you for the invitation.
Messing.
I'll make sure I pass that. I'll pass it over to Schmeagle. Thank you, love. My diva.
You're welcome. Darling. You're welcome, honey.
Good night,
one love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind. We're banning it. Van.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Van, did you say good night to darling? Darling.
At least you're a darling and not something else. You could be something much worse, but it's okay.
Okay, Miss Pearl, Miss VIP, I got the message now.
Look at you. I did nothing. You just called my name.
Okay, Miss, we're going to sit you back. We're going to lay you down.
Thank you.
In bed.
I'm going to
in the bed of
thank you.
Misconception. Good night, love.
Good night.
I don't know where I put him at.
Good night, darling. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss VIP. All righty then. She's laying down in the bed of misconception. Going to our next caller, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we have 5 minutes. Hello, who do we have here?
Yo, what's going on, family? How is everybody doing tonight?
Hey, what a dude.
Hey, Ozzy.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, brother?
Man, this show is, I have to echo one of the other poets from earlier. I think it was Gina Storm. This, if not the best, this is the best I've heard, hands down. And I just want to compliment. I won't take up too much time. I just want to compliment Cuzzo on his diversity in words, word usage. I feel like if there ever came out like a source type book, but for metaphors, I think Mm-hmm. It would have to be not him, according to what I heard, because this man is a genius with words, and I just wanted to compliment him on that.
Yes. Yes, he is, man. Look, first and foremost,
yo, Cuzzo,
man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Oh, man. It's an honor, my brother. It's an honor.
Hey, first and foremost, it's great to hear your voice on this show, on this program tonight, brother. Do you have a piece for us?
Okay, so I don't have a J-Rob. I feel like we didn't bring his homework to
That's
school,
okay.
But I got a piece, though.
All right, well, the mic is yours, my brother.
Right. In the beginning, we kicked it, but my intentions were never meant to be an addiction. No Surgeon General label warning me against affliction, advising me to avoid the need of taking your dripping repetition. I've become a dependent of your bent position, attracted to your lips and the way you be licking, and when I be hitting, the reaction you be giving be having me tripping like someone's been slipping hallucinogens in my system. Alcohol, nicotine, cocaine, and speed, that shit can't be much different. I was given a way of life, now you are like my religion. You are this gift that's constantly given. The dialogue of your anatomy keeps my constant attention because when I listen, the pistons in my engine pumps adrenaline to a system that triggers my rocket off. Now it's lifting. Dick is so hard it can be used for bricking. The richness of your hips accompanied by your thickness be having your jeans fitting. That nasty ass walking and exaggerated switching when you know you're in my vision. If I was on parole for a failure to control keeping my distance, a near mention would have my pupils swollen. I start to lip licking. Violated and put in a hole. Side effects in effect got me self-snitching. This addiction, this vice, this calling my name every day, I got to have it twice. And when that's ended, I refuel my ammunition while reminiscing and then restocking my equipment in preparation for our next inquisition. Patient but anxiously can't wait to put the tip in. Our anatomy is reactively to us each become complementive at the way we collision as I'm determined to make every inch fit in. And that's when you always oblige me with your tsunami-like gripping, index finger and thumb impressed with your breast, perfect and right for light pinching, but only the left one cause, like that old movie, your right one is already once bitten. Due to how smitten I was by your gripping, the first time I slipped my dick in, my sensory deprivation becomes fifth dimension, and damn the sound I would be making if my teeth wasn't clenching. Toes avoiding any semblance of any extension, curled up tight as if kneeling to express contrition. My addiction puts tension in my ligaments like rigor mortis is kicking in, driven in by that phenomenal element that hides within your melanin, continually dwelling in the attention of my addiction. And that's my drip.
Yo. You can tell that y'all related, bro. Did you say sensory deprivation?
I did, brother.
Yeah. Rigor mortis. Yo, man, I love that piece, the way it flowed and everything like that. You took us on a journey just that quick, man. I love that piece, bro.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man, you know how the pulmonologists get down, man. And brother, he come through, man, and he just rips it up, man. You know, and, yo,
yes,
just that, man. Just demonstrates that. Just hot fire, man. Just flowing, man. Just erotic bars. Erotic bars,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Poetic. Appreciate that, my brother.
Absolutely, brother. La Pearl, La Negra.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody that made this history on, man, it's been so long since I heard from y'all. I don't know what to say right now. But the piece was awesome. And you did it, man, you did a wonderful job.
Thank you, for real.
Yeah. Once again, man, I'm still floating, man. That's a nice ass piece, bro. For real. And like I said, I can tell that you guys got some kinsmanship with the words that you use in y'all pieces, man. Let me see. How many syllables was that, Danielle? That was almost 20. That 1 minute.
You're up to nine.
He's up to nine now, right?
Nine syllables, boy. Hey, I believe, man.
I could be in the same class with Jerron. It's an honor.
Yeah, man. Y'all sitting in the front seats too, picking up speech. Hey, yo, man. It was great hearing your voice on this night, man. And
likewise.
Hey, man, don't be a stranger, bro. And like I tell you, man.
I want my brother. I'm working
okay, yeah, you.
All done. It's all done.
Okay,
so,
then, man. You're going to get a phone call from me pretty soon, bro.
I'm going to need one. My neck, my wrist, all that stuff feeling a little bit light. So I definitely.
Uh-oh. I got you, bro. I got you. J-Rob.
Yes, sir.
What you got for this man?
Listen, where the street is, Aziz is one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. I'm just saying. My cousin is that dude, and I'm humbled that you came through, bro. It's been a long time.
Yes,
and I'm
yes,
humbled
yes.
that you came through, man. Salute to you and your pen. You're just
Thank
a bad boy, bro.
Oh, wow, wow.
All righty, then. Hey,
all right, man. Well, one mic, one love to all of y'all, man. It was just good hearing everybody, man. Everybody, all four of y'all, man. It was just really good hearing y'all voices. Was it three? I missed one, two, three, four. Yeah, four of y'all. Yeah, so, I mean, it was good hearing all y'all. So, man, I look forward to the next show, man. This show is just crazy. It's going to be a hard act to follow, though, because it was so dope.
One love, one mic.
One mic, bro.
One
Thank
love.
You, man.
For sure, for sure.
For real, you okay?
For real, you muted again.
You muted again? I know one of his calls dropped, but I don't know where he at.
He dropped.
Hello?
Yep. There you go.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Hello?
We can hear you, Larry.
Hello?
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just dragging that out. What a game.
I know.
Hey, something else, bro.
Hello? I was going to see if y'all was going to talk about me like y'all used to do when y'all think my call dropped. That's what that's about. So, hey, listen, look, I've been having a good time up in here tonight in honor of this guy, J-Rob, the wise son. We got to know him a whole lot through his poetry and how it affects those that read it, you know, by the way that they recite it. And we've heard some many different versions, you know, and which I like and which we discuss over here at the Soul Cafe when we talk about writing and creativity. And I very so much enjoyed it. And I learned something about myself, too, in doing so, you know. And I just think it's a beautiful thing, y'all. I just think it's a beautiful thing. Poet, your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I agree, man. You know, we've been blessed 3 weeks in a row, man, with Jess J, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, and now my good brother J-Rob the Wise Son. And man, it's amazing to get to know them through their ink. And man, it, you know, J-Rob is just phenomenal, bro. You know, I'm glad he's my brother, man. You know, I'm glad he and I pens have crossed paths. And man, whenever I get to go do a collab with him, I'm always on it, man. So thank you for scribing with me, bro.
That's what I'm saying. La Perla Negra.
Oh, you know, I got all y'all up one up, every last one of y'all, because I'm such a fan. I learned so much, and it's an honor to do somebody else's piece. As nervous as I am, it's a golden honor to for you to even consider me to be a piece of yours. Man, I'm at a loss for words now. This is a beautiful show.
Thank you. Well, guess who's up next week?
Who's up next week?
The works that we will be reading. Wait a minute, what you say?
Nothing.
The works that we will be reading next week will be works of none other than Mr. Metaphoria.
Oh, wow.
David.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, this should be really good.
Y'all be prepared.
I hope you know he's going to want me to do Raise Black Life. I did it already. Anyway, but that's about 7 minutes long. You know what? We have a caller here. I'm interested in hearing her voice. Let's see what she got. Hello, caller. How are you? How are you? Are you able to speak?
I can.
Bella. How are
Hola.
You, Bella?
Hola. I'm wonderful. I was just like in my corner, but he unmuted me.
Well, say hello to Van and Miss Pearlie.
Hi, Bella.
How are you, Bella?
Hi, Van. I'm wonderful.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Good.
Now, you be safe. You're driving your car right now?
No, I'm at home.
I thought she said she was in her car.
No, it's feelings right now. She's not driving.
Well, she better not be driving. Well, Miss Bella, we just wanted to say hello to you. I know you didn't have your hand raised, but do you have a poem that you would like to spit?
I wrote something. I wrote it inspired by J-Rob's poem, and I stole a stanza from his poem. I hope I can do justice on this one.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I was going to ask La Perla to read me, but La Perla, I'll just read for J-Rob. I love that mic.
Okay.
So, Indelible Craving by Mi Bea. I had you in my dreams last night while limbs are numb and thoughts are tethered unto yours. Flesh intertwined mine like rain showers bursting free flowing all the way towards where it pains you erotically yours. Muscle twitching greatly, standing proudly awaits to be extinguished by my icy lips. Salivating pucker, marching gentle caresses from my flaming libido. And I can't wait to have exclusive rights to your pheromones. As microscopic pieces of you passes through my nasal cavity and I admit I am smitten. Long before you could even touch me, this wants burn deeply inside as I think about you. How I would sun-kiss your mind, vulgarize every corner of your thoughts the way I carry you in my fantasies. And I dream of you, licentiously and indecently, gazing deeply in my eyes, deep to my widened sight as I allow you to bury your bosom in between my thighs. You knew my desires, that I desire to please you in the most enchanting way. Baby, let me bury you with my amorousness. Make you remember the soft whisper that will dangle on your earlobes, the wild water that will weaken every part of you, the only fire that will engulf you fully. I will be the indelible scent exploding in your mind. You will crave for me. Then adore me. And to...
Oh, wow.
Bella? My. The mic got too hot. It got too hot, y'all.
It was Jesus. Him.
Oh, that was
his
the
poem
end?
Made me write. Yeah, his poem, like, you know, probably ghost me somewhere in between.
Hey, well,
I like
look,
what you did with this.
Beautiful.
This is a really good ink. Thank you.
I hope I did justice. I didn't want to. I was nervous because I was like in a hurry writing for J-Rob. I wanted something, you know, because he's the person, one of the person who really talked to me, and you know. And I adore his writing. very romantic and sexy and sultry, all in all. And I was nervous to ruin his speech, and it took me like 30 minutes to jumble around which one to get. And the moment I saw that part, I told myself that one I would love to grab and snatch from there. So thank you very much, Tara. I don't know yet.
I am extremely humbled, and I love what you did with this piece. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Thank you, beloved.
Gracias. Hi, baby.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Girl, I'm glad you found enough strength to go ahead and read it, because I couldn't have did it justice like that. You just have a way of saying things that just, oh, Lord, that was beautifully done, and it was hot. It was very hot. I got to read this again. Oh,
thank you. I have an inspiration, though.
Man, Bella, your poetry is so unique and so different, and I really, really enjoy hearing you do your poetry. And now you have this piece to honor J-Rob, and oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is so beautiful. It's so your poetry to me is so peaceful. It puts me in a calming zone. I'm already pretty calm, but your pieces help put me in a further calming state. So I applaud you, and I'm definitely a fan of you and your work. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
For real.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
I'm glad. Hey, baby love.
He heard you. He heard
baby,
you.
Baby. Hey, listen. I'm glad that I pulled you in at the last minute, darling, although you didn't have your hand raised. But I love that piece. I love the way you delivered it. And I 100% am sure that you gave that piece justice. And thank you for honoring my brother in that manner. Thank you.
Thank you very much, baby. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
I was behaving. You pulled me out from my corner. I was behaving.
She was in her corner minding her own self-business.
Her own self-business. All right, baby. I'm gonna put you back in your corner, and I'm gonna leave you with one. Yeah, I'm coming with you, baby. Hold on to my socks until I get there. All right, me Bella. All right, me Bella. One love, darling.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love.
Pearly, Miss Pearly, you better stop instigating.
That wasn't me. I ain't saying nothing.
Okay. Boys and girls, get yourselves together right now. We got a few minutes, and I'm going to see if we can get this in here, okay? You know what time it is?
Uh-oh. Is it that time?
Is it that time?
All right,
I'm going to see if we can get a pickup in here. Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, are you ready for this? Are y'all ready? The first phrase is, and I'm giving y'all a silly one this week, get up against the wall. This is romance. Erotica, whatever you want to do with this. Get up against the wall. First phrase. Bark like a frog.
Oh, my God.
Where is the beef? against the wall, bark like a frog. Where is the beef?
Is where's the beef a third phrase, or is it all part of that one?
Where's the beef is a third phrase.
Okay, because you didn't specify.
My bad. Unmuting everyone. Joe, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Did you get the phrases?
Get up against the wall, or what was the second one? I got the last one. Where's the beef? What's the second one again?
Bark like
a frog. Like
a frog. Yes.
Frog. Okay. All right.
All right.
Gotcha.
Gina Storm. Gotcha. I'm gonna unmute you. Essentially, I don't know if you're down or not, but I'm unmuting you. 832, you're unmuted. You must write to this. I'm going to play a song, and by the end of the song, your poem must be finished. Writing romance, erotica, sensuality, whatever. Pick up your pens.
Pharrell, how many times do we have to
use?
Been through more than a little bit, been through more than a little bit, but I ain't calling no names out, don't know for promotion. Nah, nah, I ain't late, I don't do due dates. No sneak diss, no sneak shit, that's just how I was raised. Had to get it dug a soil, I've been down, I've been loyal. When you really hold it down, niggas ain't even really down for ya. Oh no, what a shame, 10 years in the game. Niggas like you ain't hot, you ain't pop, yes, up with you and yay. Promotions, if it ain't about blessings, I can't even address it. I just bought my third house, no album out, and I got a mask. What do she do? I do everything, I move everything. Put that on my wedding ring, put that on my baby name. All these fake smiles, these six months just came from a dentist. I can tell it ain't genuine, I get so offended.
Don't get caught up, it be the ones you closest to, it be the ones you
Alrighty, put your pens down, ladies and gentlemen. How we gonna do this is, when I unmute your mic, spit your piece.
Get on your knees and bark like a frog. Where's the beef? It's cutting your voice off. Where's the beef? And you get on your knees and you find it in your rear door and bark like a frog. Nah, baby, I want to hear you calling. Baby, where's the beef? You banging like I stole something. That's all I got.
When he comes home, when he comes in, he loves to walk up behind me and say, assume the position, which means get up against the wall. He knows how hot it makes me. And my answer when he leans against me is, where's the beach? As I grab a handful of his nature. Excited, he doesn't realize the crazy things he says, like, baby, bark like a frog. And then I pick my socks off.
She was a different kind of freak this week. She told me to get up against the wall, bark like a frog. Where's the beef? I couldn't contain myself. Had to grab my lubricants off the shelf. Because she don't give me demands. I'm handcuffing her hands. But like I said, she was a different kind of freak this week. I had to reprise my role. The one where she calls me daddy and drops her robe, wanting me to dominate her, penetrate her, slide in her, fuck her, just like past nights. But tonight, she will just come on my demand. Call this poetic savage land. In peace.
Oh, I didn't write anything. I'm still on the event page.
Problem.
So here I am with my back up against the wall. I told my girlfriends I would hold on to their purses and whatnot while they were on the dance floor having a ball. I understand this because I've been doing it for quite some time, so I'm not new to this. Now I'm headed back to the bar. No smoke of loud in my immediate future. So I walk like a frog. Until this lame asks me to dance, I'm trying to recruit. If you want to go to the mo, I'll ask, where's the beef? I just wanted the chief. Mine is grief. This ain't beyond kitty porn. Oh, I saw what you had to offer, and that can't be mine. No, sir, because I'm not this evening the storm, but my name is Gina, and that's not going to work for me, sir. And then I took off my socks.
I'm driving. I have nothing. I couldn't even write. Thank you, though.
Hey, well, look, that was crazy. That was all those pieces. Everybody is unmuted. Poetic.
Yo, that was sick, twisted.
That?
Sick, twisted bananas. You said it was crazy. I actually
yeah,
love the lines. I didn't think they were crazy at all. I mean, you could do a lot with those lines. But I loved it.
Where's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
Oh, I'm right here, brother.
Yo, bro, your piece was crazy, bro.
Man, I can't write, man. I couldn't type fast enough, and I can't read my own writing, so that's why I type anyway. But
yeah, it was funny though. I was trying not to laugh I was unmuted.
Yeah, I had to put a little better together, man, but I fucked it up. Yeah.
It was good, man. I caught y'all off guard with it, though. But I'm glad that we
yeah,
still
with
got to pick up.
Yeah, barking like a frog. He threw everybody off with that one.
Man, yes, bro, yes. That was crazy.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna use that phrase again. I'm gonna use that phrase again when we got more time to write. But for those that are new to this, we call that picking up our pens. It's when I throw some phrases out and everybody writes to it according to how long that song is I'm playing. You don't know if it's 2 minutes long, 5 minutes long, but we normally write to music and then we discuss our writing. We're a little bit short on time tonight, but I just wanted to show that and put that out there and give everybody a chance to pick up their pens. But once again, I want to thank everybody for stopping through and showing some love to our brother J-Rob, the wise son. John Robinson, check him out on Facebook, y'all, and also check him out each and every Thursday night at the Get Down on Epiphany Radio. John, unmute yourself, man. We love you, bro, and we just want to say goodnight to you. Thank you for allowing us blessing us, man, with your talent, man. We love you, and, man, you're a blessing to have, man. Any final words?
Thank you so much.
J-Rob, the syllable distributor. There you go.
That's cool, bro.
You know, I've been lunching all night long, y'all. I'm telling him to unmute himself. I got to unmute you. There you go, bro.
Yo, y'all gave my poetry life. I deeply am humbled beyond words and beyond measure. Y'all made my drive home something that I haven't had in a minute. And I want to thank every single one of you who came through, those of you who put this idea together. I honestly don't think I deserve this kind of accolades that y'all bestowed upon me this evening. This was absolutely something that took my breath away. So thank every single one of you. And I'm just really humbled, extremely humbled that y'all did what you did to my poetry. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep my emotions in check. Just thank you all. Humbly, thank you.
Amen.
Man, you gave us life.
Yeah. Much love, man. So listen,
welcome, good brother.
Hey, buddy. Hey, check us out tomorrow night with Mojave, with the Hidden or Bacon and Eggs or Merry Christmas or whatever show he got going on. 9:00 p.m. tomorrow night here, right here at Epiphany Radio, y'all. Much love, everybody. Love you guys. One love.
One love, one mic.
Braces off, have you on your it won't take me long, and this is a I no more drug out it in me. RV said no, what do you mean, bitch? I brought a pen like I got penis.
Body's on fire, ooh, let me long, do you get tired? Ooh, baby, you